Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council. And this is Thriving Thursday. Today we're going to talk about using what you have to achieve. Conditions do not have to be perfect for you to achieve your goals, or at least for you to get started, and for you to actually achieve a certain level. In my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, I list several different ways that you can position yourself to win regardless of where you are today. I often talk about making a decision on the show. I always suggest that you decide where you're going to go, what you're going to do, and really what path are you going to take to get there. And I share that in the book because I want everybody to understand that wherever it is you want to go, that it is so important that you learn to thrive right where you are with what you have. You don't have to have everything that you'd like to have in order for you to get started. And sometimes that holds people back. So that's one of the things that can prevent you from thriving and getting to where it is you want to be. We come up with lots of excuses as to why we can't move forward. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough knowledge. I don't have. Or I need. Or if only. And if this is you and you use those, prefixes, for lack of a better word, as your, or these words as a prelude to your statement, then you may want to really put some thought into where you really want to go. And if you're serious about achieving the goal, because people who are serious, they will get started on their way to success, and they'll make adjustments, and they will kind of assemble and reassemble as many times as they have to so that they can get to where it is they want to be. When you are starting out, or even if you're kind of at a midway point and you're thinking that you need to have more, understand this, that you have what you need to achieve. The minute you get an idea, you are already on the path to achievement. And the only thing that will stop you is that you may be unwilling to make adjustments, or you may be unwilling to kind of accommodate where you are today. And when you can accommodate where you are today, then things will turn around for you in the sense that everything in this great universe will conspire to work with you. Nothing is against you. If you have a worthwhile goal, if it's a good goal, if it's not of a covetous nature, then understand this, you're going to get to where it is you want to be. People who are serious, they move forward by learning how to get what they want, by tapping into their resourcefulness and by connecting with others so that they can continue to grow. We think that we need to have everything in place because that's what it's going to take to reach a goal before we even get started. And so if you don't have everything in place, there are people who will actually talk themselves out of the goal. You know, it has to be all green lights for them. But understand this, even if you run into a few red lights along the way, red lights eventually turn green. So if you get kind of a little hiccup for the moment, or you get a stumbling block or something, an obstacle in your way, it's going to move eventually, but you have to do what it takes to move it. So if you have some challenges going on with your goal, then you know what? You want to expect that there are going to be some challenges, but also expect that you're going to be smart enough, magnificent enough, wonderful enough to overcome every single one of those goals. One of the most important things that you can remember as an entrepreneur is that your business, it may not move forward if you don't get started and if you don't continue and if you have to wait until you have everything in place. And you know what? This kind of applies to everything, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. In life, we like to have everything perfectly. Here's the thing that you at least want to have in place. You want to have a very proactive plan. Now, I call it a proactive plan because it is a plan that when you write it out, it moves you forward. Step by step, each step takes you forward. Each step allows for obstacles and stumbling blocks and things to stop you from moving forward. Now, there are different components in a proactive plan. And I talk about that in my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. And of course, one of the things is that you need to know what you want. And when you know what you want, and you make the decision that you're willing to go for what you want, then you know what? Any kind of mistakes or perceived mistakes, any kind of hiccups, any kind of disappointments that occur, I mean, these things will not stop you. You will learn to start where you are, start with what you have, and you will tap into your resources, even if that resource means tapping into others, tapping into friends, making connections that you don't have. That's a resource. And if you say, well, I don't like meeting new people, I'm not a good networker, learn whatever it is you don't have. Learn to kind of sharpen those skills, because you have the ability to communicate with another human being, no matter what your situation is. And you just need to know kind of how to communicate and what you want to communicate about. And if you say, well, I still don't know, where do I start? What do I do? When I don't have any money to take a course or to take a class, sometimes you can start with your public library. Now, granted, some of the books at the library can be outdated, but some of them are right on point, brand new books that can help you get to where you want to be. But here's the good news. The good news is that whether the book is back in the 1900s, wow, that sounds like really a long time ago, right? But whether it's say 1980 or it's kind of an older book, the truth of the matter is the ability to network, that's not something that changes. Either you can connect with people or you can't. And man has been doing that, what, since the beginning of time. And so you can start there and you can start to become more resourceful. Now, as you grow, understand this. If you don't take in some new information, if you don't invest in your business, if you don't invest in getting some additional skills, then the business will grow, but it will come to a standstill and it will not get to where it is you really need it to be. And so you want to, but the purpose of this show is to remind you to use what you have to achieve success and not to wait for conditions to be perfect. You don't have to wait until you have everything that you need. So you want to learn to work through things. When you can learn to work through whatever challenges or obstacles or little hiccups that occur, mistakes, if you will, or perceived mistakes, what you're doing is you are becoming smarter. You are becoming wiser when it comes to your business. The object of the game here, though, is to keep a positive outlook and don't put so much pressure on yourself for thinking that you have to be perfect, or criticize yourself for not knowing everything prior to the moment when you made a mistake or when something, an obstacle fell into place and you didn't know what to do or you don't know what to do. So the one thing not to do is to criticize yourself because you don't have all the answers. Listen, the object of the game is for you to find the answers, and you can find the answers by making connections with others. And so you want to keep that in mind, that when it comes to success, conditions do not have to be perfect, but if you are going to get where you want to be, what does have to be in place is your willingness to get started. Start where you are and start with a plan, even if it's the most basic plan. It doesn't necessarily even have to be a proactive plan. That would help. But even if it's just something you jot down on a napkin, the guy, digital marketer, Ryan Dice, that's his name. Ryan Dice, when he came up with the whole digital marketer, which is now a multi-million dollar company, he wrote it on a napkin. He was in a bar and he was sitting there and trying to figure out his life or which direction he wanted to go in. And he pulled out he had a napkin. And so he pulled out a pen and he jot down this idea that came to him. He followed through on that plan. Now, if you were to pay attention to his business, one of the things that you're going to see is that over time he got help and he grew. And now, of course, as I said, it's a multi-million-dollar business. So don't let anything stop you from getting started. Make your decision and get out there and start to make it happen. A lot of times we try to avoid moving forward because we get embarrassed if we make a mistake. We don't want people to laugh at us, or we're concerned about how we're just going to look in front of other people. Well, listen, forget about that, because you have a dream that you're holding on the inside and it's something that you really want to do. Don't let what somebody else thinks of you stop you. Because think about this, if that person is going to laugh at you for giving it your best, giving it your all, and even if you fall on your face, if they're going to laugh at you, well, first of all, a little rude, okay, a lot rude. They're being rude, they're being insensitive, but that's their issue, not yours. Just because someone else is rude, don't let someone else's small thinking stop you from moving ahead. Okay, listen, you guys, today's a very short show. That's all I have for you. I just want to inspire you to put yourself in thriving mode by using what you have to achieve success and not to wait for the conditions to be perfect and to get started. Listen, we're going to be back with more on Designing Your Life today. And then I'm going to share a lot more about some of the changes that we have made, some of the newer things that we're bringing to you, which it's really exciting. And it's going to help you to really just kind of, hey, let your light shine super brightly. So I can't wait to share all this great information with you. And with that being said, we're going to be back actually on May 1st with our next show. And by then, everything will be in place. We're almost there. I thought we were going to have it done this week. I don't know why I do that. I always think we're going to have it done sooner than it's completed. But it's going to be completed actually April 30th, and I'll be talking about it on our show on May 1st. So listen, you guys enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you, well, on May 1st, on May Day. Do light with power.